Snowball, the tight-holed reindeer, had a very tight bum. And if you ever had it, it would sure make you come. All of the other reindeer, used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Snowball, join in their reindeer gangbangs. Then one lonely Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
"Fap, fap, fap,
Snowball, with your hole so tight, won't you share my bed tonight?"
Ooh, la la la.
Then how the reindeer fucked him, lined up banging him in a teepee. Snowball, the tight-holed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Like Ron Jeremy.
Hello and welcome to this Carnal Chameleon Review. I'm Max Chameleon.
And I'm Lily Chameleon.
Today we are talking about the Snowball Deer from Bad Dragon. Now this is one of their penetrables, and I absolutely love penetrables. I mean, dicks are all great and everything, and we review a lot of them here. And of course, fantasy dicks especially. But I just absolutely love something that I can just really sink my balls into.
That's a good way of putting it, Max. You just like finding holes, that's all.
I just love sticking my dick in things. I can't help it. So, Snowball, like a lot of the Bad Dragon penetrables, is basically a cylinder with a hole that goes down the middle. It's an adorable sculpt. It has two little butt cheeks that almost form like a heart. It has this cool, like, fluffy tail that's not, like, very flat along the silicone. It actually has some depth to it and looks like what you'd expect a doe tail to look like, or a deer tail. And it has this awesome fur grain, so, you know, it kind of gives that illusion of fur, even though it's a, you know, solid piece of silicone.
That's correct, Max, and the tail is actually, it's part of it. It's not like an extra piece that's just, like, flopping around.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because if it were an extra piece that flopped around, there's a chance that it could break off, but this is all pretty solid. As with all the sex toys from Bad Dragon, it's made out of 100% body-safe silicone, which for a penetrable is a good thing and a bad thing. Silicone is, of course, got a nice smooth feeling to it, but it also is a bit sticky. You have to use a lot of extra lube, I find, with silicone toys as opposed to like your fleshlights or something like that. One thing that is nice about Snowball from Bad Dragon is that even though the flavor text online kind of identifies Snowball as a male, because it's just a butt, it could be male, female, or whatever. So if you really have a thing for does, this might also be the toy for you. The texture on the inside is really great. Now, when I first tried it, I made a mistake and I used it cold. Now, don't ever use a silicone penetrable cold because...
because it's cold?
Like, well, it's cold, and it actually, I feel it desensitizes your penis from actually feeling anything. So every toy I have, when you use it cold, feels exactly the same, and it's not very exciting. Actually, cools your penis down. You can feel it cold after you pull out of the toy. But when you warm this up, you know, you get it up to a nice body temperature, a little bit warmer than that, you can really feel the texture on the inside, and it just feels absolutely amazing. Snowball is probably one of the tighter toys I have. I don't think it's quite as tight as the Shark penetrable, but this has certainly a lot more texture on it, so definitely worth it from that end. Now, Lily, you got a chance to actually use this toy with me a little bit. Do you have any thoughts on it? Obviously, you weren't sticking anything into it. But...
No, but I did get a whole mouthful of lube. As far as Bad Dragon with penetrables, I think they're fantastic toys. The one thing I always have against them is I could use them to do my weights.
Yeah, they're very heavy. There's a lot of silicone there.
So if you have a pansy arm, you're going to be getting your workout with these.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, some people, I think, actually prefer the weight. I know of a friend that, you know, says it helps it feel more real for him. But sometimes when you're just trying to either, you know, just masturbate, or if, in this case, Lily, you were using it, it can be hard on your arm to
yeah, continue. Definitely was sore the next day. But other than that, I think it's a great toy. It looks amazing. As far as the mouthful loop, one thing that Fleshlight had taught me was that if you put pressure on where the hole is coming out of the penetrable, it can actually make it tighter or a different sensation for the person who's fucking it.
Yeah, so she was trying to put suction on the toy by taking the open end with the opposite of my... Yeah. Now she's playing the deer butt trumpet. So yeah, definitely a good toy. If if you find the fantasy element of the deer butt pleasing, then this, you're not going to go wrong with any of the other elements. This is a very solid, bad dragon penetrable toy. Highly recommend it. And let me tell you, this isn't the first time that Lily and I have snowballed. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. I'm Max Chameleon.
I'm Lily Chameleon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this Carnal Chameleon audio review. Pictures, text, and links for this review can be found at carnalchameleon.com. If you enjoy getting your sex talk on through audio format, you may also enjoy our podcast, The Trisexuals. Visit trisexualsmedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm @RandyChameleon, and Lily is @LilyChameleon.